Blog Talk Radio.
It is the third brother and sister!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Sure, you see, Julie and I have a very open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this. And more.
Club Loud Gang.
Red Boy Exclusive.
Dangerous. Tech. Year.
Stubbornness. Doing all this freaky type shit. I tell her, bring her ass. It was 14 on my dick. 14 on my dick. 14 on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Bring that ass here and twerk team on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring that ass here and twerk team on my dick. Yeah, I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Niggas hated when I was broke. Niggas gon' hate when I'm rich, but I ain't worried about that. I'm just focused on these chips and these fine ass chicks. That's all grip. They gon' let a nigga hit, cause they see me in the VIP. I'ma bust it wide open, make sure they do a split. It ain't never been a game. Make that ass do tricks like a fucking X game. Rollin' on the X name. Wanna know my sex game. Okay, sexy, let's play. Whole lot of pleasure, whole lot of pain. Good pleasure when I fuck, she feel pain when I leave her way. Put my first CD in the deck, then I press play. She gave me sloppy choppy, what more can I say? The day turned to night, and night turned to day. I'm glad I'm not you, cause you's a motherfucking lame. All that freaky type shit, I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Yeah. If you a sexy ass chick, girl, twerk that ass. Good chick, model chick, girl, twerk that ass. Slim chick, thick chick, girl, twerk that ass. Whether you single or got a man, girl, twerk that ass. If you give dangerous to pussy, I'ma work that ass. R.I.P. in the bed like I murked that ass. Hit every spot that you got, cause I learned that ass. She gets straight A's in every damn college class. A sophisticated woman with all that ass. Her last man left her. He couldn't handle that ass. I'ma smack it, flip it, be rubbing down that ass. I be a goddamn fool to let this one pass. Get shorty on my team and I gotta do this shit fast. Cause a thirsty nigga sell his soul for a piece of that ass. Her mama, auntie, sisters, cousins, and they all got ass. Sitting on the priceless pussy in her head world class. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Yeah.
right, all right. You have tuned in with another episode of Explicit Content with the God Heyru. And as always, I kick off the show with a little bit of the shit that's on my mind, getting some stuff off my chest. First and foremost, the boy Obama back at it again, man, hollering at Putin about Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, that's a lost cause, man, a waste of time and energy. You know what I'm saying? It don't do no good for you to stand in the window hollering outside telling the bully not to beat the little boy up. You're not going to get in there and break it up or assist him. Man, mind your business. Close your window and sit down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, hey, they don't believe you. And you're talking about, man, it's not a need for military action or physical assistance, man. He got troops on the ground up in there, man. And he done already said, man, if them people don't stop the rebellious people in their country from trying to take over, you know what I'm saying? It's over with. And then Putin got his troops on the ground, man. And it's like they up in there, man, doing what they do, camouflaging, living as citizens in the country, doing what the fuck they want to do. Not giving a fuck about what Obama or nobody else is talking about. And he done had the nerve to threaten the Ukrainians and tell them, if you, you know what I'm saying, take physical action against these people that's rebelling in your country, then we're going to have problems. So in other words, man, you know what I'm saying, if you reach out and touch this burglar that's breaking in your house trying to steal everything, I got his back. Because the motherfucker that say he got your back ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, man, you know. Man, shit'll get off the pot, man. You know, it's other people, man, got to use the bathroom. You know, moving on, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like I've been thinking lately, man, about the plight of young black boys in this country, man, and it's getting real bad. I think first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, a few things have to be done. You know, we are allowing all these different people that we look up to or think about or admire to define what success is for us. I think it's time that we redefine success. Success is not $1 million. Success is not a Rolex watch or a Lamborghini or a Benz or a Bentley. You know, success is not even a plaque, man. It's not a gold plaque, a platinum plaque. It's not a, you know, a MTV award. It's not a BET award. Success is not defined by accomplishments, man. I think that Charles Barkley had a very successful basketball career. He never won a ring, but he did something that he loved for years. You know what I'm saying? So really what it comes down to is it's time that we start teaching these young gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, because they need to aspire to being young gentlemen, that they have to change their lives, you know what I'm saying, change their perspective, change their viewpoint, because everything is relative. You know, if you're standing over here, man, you see this side of the thing, and if you're across the street, you see the exact same thing from the opposite side. So we have to teach them that success is not defined by, you know, accolades or, you know, trophies or these different things. Success is defined by how you live your life. Success is defined by how you treat the people that you claim to love or how you treat the people that are involved with you, how you treat your family, respecting your moms, aspiring to be, you know, the man that if your father's not around that you had hoped he would be. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, cats on the block really not caring about you, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hollering out to the cats that's on the block, man. If you see a young dude, man, you know what I'm saying? You know your life, this man, you know, is in the shits because you living in a place between prison and the streets, on and off, on and off, on and off. And it's like, man, you're not trying to lead nobody down that path, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to guide him nowhere, put up a roadblock and don't allow him to follow where you been. You know, it's time to make changes, man. We have to redefine, you know, being successful in the eyes of these young gentlemen, man. You know what I'm saying? And stop, you know, making these babies, man, that you're not going to take care of, man, because basically what you're doing is you're raising a child for somebody else not only to feed and take care of, man, or some woman to drive herself on a raise. You know what I'm saying? You're creating another you. You know what I'm saying? You leaving the possibility open for another dude to be on the block hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Or doing something mad. Not saying, man, that a single mother can't raise a successful a male child. You feel what I'm saying? But there are some things that is required that a father or at least another male teaches and inspires in these young gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, you know, a further thing, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an individual that advocates homosexuality because I really don't understand nor feel the need to attempt to understand it. But I think we've reached a point in our society, especially in the black community, where we have to decide that we can't make it such a big stigma be attached to it. We can't make it such a taboo thing. We can't make it so bad and so harsh that an individual who has decided or come to the understanding, whatever the method is, because they say they don't want it to be called a lifestyle, it's not a choice or what have you, whatever it is that their thought process is about it, we have to come to be a little bit more accepting, understanding, or if not, you know what I'm saying, eliminate the outright, you know, rage against it or this extremely negative stigma. I feel like, you know, they got to face God in their own way. And if they live their life, man, it's not for me to judge them while they're on this earth. But the problem being, if we don't, we're going to continue to have these, what's the first sign? You know, when I grew up, you know what I'm saying, it was a little sissy, hung out with the girls. You know, we kind of knew he was gay all along. Every blue moon, one of them cats turned out not to be gay. He just was in tune with his feminine side. But nowadays, man, the first sign that a cat is like, you know what I'm saying, is possibly homosexual is that he goes into this freakishly extreme phase of trying to sleep with every female he sees in order to prove his manhood, believing that your manhood is somehow defined by how many females you sleep with, or as if he can sex his gayness away. You know what I'm saying? Which creates even more problems in the community because it's like, once again, there are babies, there are diseases, there's the spread of all this madness and sickness. So, I mean, we have to make changes in our thought process, man, you know what I'm saying? Not to be cliche or nothing, man, you know what I'm saying? But we have to believe and think and act like we live in the community that we want to live in. We have to envision it, man, and make it happen because the mind is powerful. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I'm just making a little brief call, man, to everybody, man, and say, man, you know what I'm saying? Try to reach out, man. Try to make some changes, man. For whatever reason, man, they may be crazy as hell sometimes, man, but let's just be all right. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's like, hey, every woman need a man. And it's like, man, with all the brothers being locked up or confused or, you know what I'm saying, somehow damaged as a result of not being guided by a positive male role model, you know what I'm saying? Times is getting hard, you know. I mean, it's a sad thing to say, man, but a black man with a job, a good education, man, and no kids at the age of 30 is almost an extinct creature, you know what I'm saying? If nothing else, he's on the endangered species list. So it's time for us, man, to wake up, man, you know what I'm saying, so that we can save us from us. On that note, man, we're going to get into some music, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some old school stuff, man, that I want to throw on here, man, you know, in the spirit of, you know, guests that I got coming through. We got Gold Mac, you know, of the legendary Above the Law, you know, formerly. We got, you know, new up-and-coming artists, you know what I'm saying, Daytona Gold. Eastside Cat out of Los Angeles, California, slide through here. And we got an artist, man, who's been around for quite some time, man, and it appears that his time is coming. You know what I'm saying? We got iTriune coming through, man, to bless us with his presence. And while we wait for them cats to come through, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into some of this Black Superman. You know, follow them cats on Twitter, man. I will be shouting out their Twitter throughout the show. And, you know, hey, we're going to sit here and listen to this music, man, and have ourselves a good time. I'll be back to holler at y'all, man, after this. You know, we waiting on the guests to slide through. Hope y'all enjoy the show.
Bet you never picture me in this booth. rapping to you. Needed to say I'm the best thing that ever happened to you. Now you sitting there contemplating what happened to you. Missing my words of wisdom, the niggas just be macking to you. Could have been the love story and my thug story, but you left and I never worried you were never for me. People had me under the gun and you couldn't take it. So when visiting they had come, you wouldn't make it. You couldn't shake it. I know you remember my predictions, my conviction and my mission to better my condition. I opened your eyes for somewhere you lost sight of my vision. I just wonder now if you visualize this life I'm living. Yeah, now how much money do that nigga make? Heard he insecure and be scratching up your pretty face. Damn, you should cry on your knees for this dying breed. But ain't no need in trying to please. See, ain't real like me. And yo, I told you so. Like Nostradamus, cause I seen it coming before the caskets, before the choir singing in humming. We were stuck in this small town, dreaming of London, but death was ordained on all this pain that I see in your woman. Enough to make a selfish man empathize. Could have been the entrepreneur of your own enterprise. Fast forward for the simple times, it's where it get complicated. The cops raided weapons but confiscated, and they seeing your main man sat down and conversated with the district attorney. Now imagine what was probably stated. Rules and regulations, we come from the streets. So I try to warn you about the company you keep, but you say he ain't say a word and you riding with him. And them killers took it like you was testifying with him. They found your body next to his in broad day. And I hate to be the one to have to say, I told you so, but I told you so. Looking straight at the ground as he strode the block, searching, picking up anything that resembled a rock. I'm addicted to dope, he addicted to crack. A fair exchange is made, now we hitting the pipe, it's sitting back. I still recall the very spot he was sitting at. Then he said lately he been thinking about getting back. I laughed looking at him like, really, don't be silly. I mean, this nigga was pooky, New Jack City. Then he rose, looked in the sky and adjusted his clothes. Hit the pipe again and blew the smoke right out of his nose. Walked off and hit the road, I didn't think nothing of it. Years passed, who the hell is this any different? Whip stunting, 22s, 24s, everything 20-something. He jumped out of the bin, chain hanging from the belly button. We spoke, I shook his hand and said, I'm proud of you folks. He said, man, I ain't even trying to post, but I told you so.
Cause we have different religions. She's a hard ass Christian and I can't make a decision. I'm thinking that I'm atheist, but maybe I'm agnostic. I don't believe in Jesus or Muhammad as the prophet. War in my head, debating God versus logic. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't fucking stop it. I'm at school with high every day, bringing all the weed in. I'm something like gas prices high for no reason. Call the nurse, I'm higher than Google Earth. Hawaiian trees on my shirt, I've been a hippie since birth. I smoke a bowl of beautiful Popeye spinach. I really think I'm the second coming of Jimi Hendrix. Cause the way me and you see is completely different. And I'm spitting this verse for God if he even listening. I'm an outcast, a black ass sheep. Cause of the clothes that I wear and the shoes on my feet. Cause I do not see the importance of blowing money on Jordans. Just giving work for the reaper. Cause niggas killing for sneakers. I'm a Jackson Thriller, magic killer, not an average nigga. An acid tripper, born again like a caterpillar. I'm so sick, I'm fucked up like an Irish liver. And the way I ball in the white, I'm like a Cali Clipper. And in life, you'll never get your fair share. Cause they just wanna dress you up like a Care Bear. So I changed my whole style and grew out my hair to let these closed-minded motherfuckers know I don't care. I'm from the 90s, but a hippie in all my attire. I'm coming down like Richard Pryor, a nigga on fire. I'm smoking weed and getting higher and higher and higher. Until the day my lungs retire, expire and fire. And higher and higher. Until the day my lungs expire, retire and fire. Higher and higher. Until the day my lungs retire, expire and fire.
Eastside crazy, I'm in it, I stay a block off Benny. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. Feel my cheek, I'm in the storm, my body warm, I'm seeing Power Rangers, leprechauns, and unicorns, I think I'm dead, my eyes red, I'ma shake my braids, cause I ain't got no dread, nope, my lips white, I think I see the light, no destination, I've been driving around all night, I need some help, I'm pulling my hair, in 10 minutes I done smoked the whole box of square, I'm feeling the magic, I'm peeing in traffic, I pop them back to back, the hood call me a savage, I feel the power, I'm talking loud, my girl love me off that X cause I fuck her for hours, I do think I'm seeing shit, what? Now I'm on alert, I'm rolling off them yappers, I'm gon' shoot you first. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. No three, I can't go to sleep. Why? I can't go to sleep. Why? I can't go to sleep. I'm rolling no three. I can't go to sleep. Why? I can't go to sleep. Why? I can't go to sleep. I'm rolling no three. The moon is out. I'm transforming. I don't want no weed. Cause that shit is boring. Praying to the sky. Can you hear me, Father? At the gas station buying all the bottled water. Bite it down, rub it on your gums and on your teeth. She say that ain't enough, what? Well let me show you something cutie. Bend over, let me put this pill up in your booty. My niggas criticize, what? They say I roll too much. How dare you fucking judge, nigga you smoke too much. In the club throwing signs at them niggas staring. 30 pills in my pocket, hell yeah I'm sharing. I just took a shot, what? Up in the boots, my high. If you ain't never pop, okay. Well I think you should try. I ain't even hungry, no, I don't wanna eat. Give me some orange juice to lift me off my feet. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, why? I can't go to sleep, I'm rolling off three. Done die. Y'all be popping 1, 2. Man, you better ask my niggas. I be on 3 or 4 of them motherfucking things, man. I be in it, man. Rolling. Ah. East side.
about her. Ah, okay. Rolling off three.
All right, all right. We back up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, another day, another dollar, man. We waiting around for Daytona Gold to come in, man. Daytona, if you're on the board, you know, press one so we can bring you on in. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's been a pretty strange time, man, in the country. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody is discombobulated, as if they thought a black president would cure all of the woes and worries of the world. You know what I'm saying? As if black people thought they would wake up in the morning and, yeah, it sounds like the guy's here, man. You here? I guess he's not here yet. Still waiting on Daytona. If you're on the board, man, press one. We'll bring you on in. But, yeah, man, black people thought they would wake up in the morning and find a black president and believe that everything in the world would change. I mean, I know it was some cats with their hands on the hot-ass hood of the police car, man, thinking like, hey, man, what the hell is going on? We got a black president. You know what I'm saying? This ain't supposed to be happening. And here we are into his second term, man. You know what I'm saying? And he's being allowed to, you know, unfold these fantastic plans that he has for the country. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I won't lie, man, I'm not a stereotypical black man, so therefore it's like I'm not really a big Obama fan, because his agenda, you know what I'm saying, is so extremely democratic that it's invasive to in my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, you know, I mean, things are what they are in this country, and we attempted to, you know, affect change. However, I don't really feel that the way he's going about it is affecting the change that's required. Don't get me wrong, man. The Republicans fuck shit up so bad that it was almost impossible, man. It's like walking through 1,000 miles of shit, you know? I mean, hey. Shit, I lost my train of thought for a minute, man. Shit, you know, but it's like, hey, man, you know what I'm just like walking through 1,000 miles of shit, man. It's better to throw the boots away than to try to clean them up. But if they the only pair of boots you have, man, you got a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying? And all I can say, man, is we finally starting to see the tops of the boots. You know what I'm saying? A few things are changing, getting a little bit better, man. But, you know, as they say, better is about perspective. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about jobs being created and, you know, things getting better, I mean, you know, shit, they started to take away a lot of the crutches. So a lot of people gonna have to start learning to stand up on their own. You know, we didn't have welfare for so long. Then they allowed us to have the food stamps for so long. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people was content, satisfied, you know what I'm saying, to live off of the food stamps, the side hustle, and all these old different things, man. When it's like, man, you can't wait for somebody to bring you a job to your doorstep. You know, it's sad. A female friend of mine told me, she was walking down the street one day, you know, brother pushed up to her. She said, nice looking brother. I'm not ashamed to say that. You know, I'm content with my manhood, so I say that. She said, nice looking brother, pushed up on her, asked her for a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? She handed a cigarette, man. Brother said, where you on your way to, brother? You on the way to work? Nigga looked at her and said, work? Shit, I ain't looking for no motherfucking job. You know, and he said it with such pride and such a big smile, as if she had asked him if he was on his way to suck a penis or something, man. As if, you know, working a job is for suckers or something. You know, that's the mind state that a lot of people have. So, you know, it's really no wonder, man, that, you know, a black man in the White House really is not making no changes. So, you know, I mean, we here with what we here with. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, we still sitting around, man, waiting on the guests to slide through, man. But until they do, man, if they do, we here, you know what I'm saying? Because this is explicit content with the God Hey Rule, man. And I'm going to talk and play music, man, if it ain't nobody on this motherfucker but me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we get down. You know, no monkeys, don't stop no shows. Love the guests, man. Support the independent artists, man. Let them come through, play their music, man. And fortunately, man, you know, we done had some pretty good artists, man, since the show started back up. Cats been coming through real professional, showing up on time, you know, having their music in order, been conducting themselves with the proper decorum, man, and everything been cool. So, you know, it's like, man, I'm appreciating that, man, because as I constantly tell people, it's not about whether your music is hot or, you know what I'm saying, the track was hot or your bars was on point, you know, or you had lyrical content. You know, that's only like a part of what it's really about. You got to come through here, man, and you know what I'm saying, be about you. You got to come through here, man, and make me want to invest in you. See what I'm saying? Ask a couple of them cats, man, that's played college football that felt like they should have been, you know, in the running for a Heisman Trophy. You know, when the investigation go down, it's like they always up in the club on the weekends. They stay smoking. They stay hanging out with the fellas. Why they want to invest $70 million, man? You know what I'm saying? And somebody, man, that may go to jail the summer that they after they sign their contract. You know what I'm saying? And that's professional shit. The Heisman Trophy got morals clauses, man. They don't want to promote certain types of activities. So it's like it may be fucked up, man, but they basically saying, man, like football ain't about dudes who smoke weed and chill and hang out in the club and party. We want these lily white, and I don't necessarily mean a skin color, but they want cats, man, who, you know, represent the collegiate experience, man, studious individuals, man, that, you know, keep up a nice GPA, you know, behave and conduct themselves with a certain decorum on the field. You know, this is what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I say, man, you know, it's how do you find success? Success is defined by who you are, how you are. You know what I'm saying? Not where you are, what you have. So, like I said, man, you know, we here, man. We just talking about moving forward and progress today, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I might not, you know, get into nothing freaky today, man. I'm feeling a little positive. Uplifting, not that sex can't be positive, it's most definitely uplifting, you know what I'm saying, stand up, brother, up all the time, man, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to get into some music, man, you know what I'm saying, and come back, man, unless we got some callers on the line. If you want to come through and holler, have a question, want to engage in a little bit of dialogue, man, press that one and come on in, man, and you know, we can spend a minute or two, man, with a little conversation, man. Other than that, man, we're going to get into some music and come back, and hopefully our guests will start to slide through. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know,
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
M-M-G-G-2-2. Hey, fuck these niggas. No. I got homies slanging Yola, got homies with they degree. And those are the extremes, I'm somewhere like in between. I'm getting high, only buzz I had was from that liquor, but I never changed. Still don't love these hoes or trust these niggas. I'm forever J, so high I levitate, the bar I elevate. Don't shake my hand or smile all in my face. Bitch, you been a fake, I demonstrate for those who ill with hate. I disintegrate, turn your favorite rapper to a side dish on my dinner plate. I'm from a place on every corner, it's a church, a liquor store. Vigils on that sidewalk, what you think they pouring liquor for? My fit is sitting low, but you knew that. Probably had your girlfriend lounging around in my crew now. Who that? No, I'm not a saint. I go hard in that paint. Roll another blunt, pour another drink. Don't let them gas you up like empty tanks. I do what you can't. I'm a monster, I'm so LA, bitch. I'm Kobe, score 8-1 on your front.
my flow mean like the Grinch. Yeah, I got no worries, I got not one fuck again. Yeah,
dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life, man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
16 shots clipping that Glock, got that work setting up shop.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me nothing.
Oh man, this is great. Jago, what's poppin', champ?
My nigga Pluto, what's good, G?
Ain't shit, nigga. You know how the fuck I do, my nigga.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you something, nigga.
What's poppin'?
I'm fucking tired of being in the studio. Y'all finally dragged my lazy ass up in this motherfucker. I'ma help you wrap up MG2. Got my lazy ass up in here and did a couple tracks. You know what time it is?
Turn up time.
Goddamn right, nigga. I need some fucking red dot and blue dot bottles, nigga, and I need to see some fat asses, my nigga. What's the deal?
Hey, nigga, it's Tuesday. You want to hit a supper?
Goddamn right, nigga. What the fuck you mean do I want to go to supper, nigga? You goddamn right.
All
right,
let me hop on the phone with this nigga, G, and see what's popping with tonight.
All right, man, hit me back up. I'm going to go get dressed.
All right.
Hey, hey, and we back up in here, man, with another amazing, spectacular, stupendous motherfucking fuck the world night over here on Explicit Contact on Tweety B Central. You tuned in with the God, Hey Rule, that was my boy Jago, man. You can go follow him over there at Mr. Goins 10 on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Also go follow, you know what I'm saying, at the fam, with the fam, with the P-H-A-M-E-N-T, man. On Twitter, man, with that FU mentality. It's been brought to my attention that, you know what I'm saying, Daytona Gold is here, man. So we're going to bring this young up-and-coming cat from Southern California on in here, man, and get his interview started. Daytona, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, little one? How you doing?
What's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? For the people, man, you know what I'm saying, who don't know where you from, man, and you know what I'm saying, what you do, man, tell them about yourself, man.
Oh, man, my name's Daytona Gold, you know, from South Central Los Angeles, off that east side, born and bred, you know. I've been fucking with the music for, like, man, shit, all my life, you can say, you know what I'm saying, from listening to the Dramatics, you know what I'm saying, the Whispers, you know what I'm saying, just playing a lot of different shit, you know what I'm saying, and being able to, you know, spit with a, you know what I'm saying, with a clear understanding of everything, you know what I'm saying. I done sat back and watched so much shit, man. I got a Bible full of work, you know. Man, I just been trying to do everything right, man. I'm trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, make shit clear, you know what I'm saying, make it happen.
All right, man, you know what I'm saying. Being off that east side, man, out of Los Angeles, tell me what it was like, man, working with GOMAC, man, from, you know what I'm saying, the legendary Above the Law, man, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, it was a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to be able to be a new artist, to, you know what I'm saying, come right in and start working with GO, you know. I know him through, you know what I'm saying, my big face, you know what I'm saying, the Triple R. So, you know what I'm saying, once he linked me and Mac, you know what I'm saying, it just went crazy. The beats is just, you know what I'm saying, stupid, and it's just like a marriage with the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, from, like I said, from me paying attention to the streets, you know. I mean, it was a match made. I mean, done deal records, you know.
That's what's up, man, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So tell us, man, what your journey has been like, you know what I'm saying, to get where you at in this music game, man. What got you into the music, man? What got you feeling like you was ready to, you know, try to make this a career, man, because it's a big sacrifice.
Man, it's a lot, you know. I had first started, you know what I'm saying, just really, like, listening, you know what I'm saying, just really trying to pay attention to, you know what I'm saying, what was being said, especially over here, you know what I'm saying, from N.W.A., Cube, you know what I'm saying, Ice-T, Tam, you know what I'm saying, Fody, just, like, really listening and seeing where, you know what I'm saying, they was taking the music. And then paying attention to the streets, you know what I'm saying, where the streets was headed and what, you know what I'm saying, I could, you know what I'm saying, bring to it. So I sat back, analyzed it for a brief moment, and then was like, man, you know what I'm saying, this is where I need to be, you know what I'm saying, because what I bring to the table is something totally different. I'm putting them back in that 89, that 90 NWA. You know, hey, hold on, let's pay attention to this. What about the police? Oh, yeah, what's going on over here? I want them to get back to the streets paying attention. You know what I'm saying? A lot of music, you know what I'm saying, right now sort of kind of watered down. I'm going to be honest, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it back up to where we back on our toes, especially this West. Get back up on our toes where we need to be. You know what I'm saying? I know we there, but you know what I'm saying? We can still use a little bit more us. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to where we belong, where we, you know what I'm saying, overlooking everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was getting started for a minute, man, you know what I'm saying? Spider was doing his thing. You know, Gang was doing his thing. You know, they had that East Coast money behind them, you know. But it's like, as always, man, seem like, you know, people from the streets, man, it's like they just, for whatever reason, can't get money together, man. They prefer controversy, man, over currency. And so, you know what I mean? It's like now Kendrick is, like, shining the light back on the area, man. You know what I mean? It's like, from that point there, man, you know what I'm saying, where are you trying to take it to?
Man, I want to get, you know what I'm saying, being that I've created my own lane, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to, like, push it past that, you know what I'm saying. I'm loving what Kendrick do. I love that, like, you know what I'm saying, that's a beautiful light to even be up under, to be cast, you know what I'm saying, because he's bringing the light and the love and the glitz back to where it belongs, you know what I'm saying. And I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, the goofy shit about the, you know what I'm saying, the issues, you know what I'm saying. There's money to be made out here on the West. I wouldn't give a fuck if a motherfucker was green, man. If they got talent, they hard, let's go do it. Let's go get the bread, man, and all that other shit. We can put that to the side, man. It's nothing, you know what I'm saying. The money is the most important thing.
That's what it is, man. It seems like people don't want to share the spotlight. You know, everybody tried to say with Spider and Game, it was a gang thing or whatever, but everybody say gang though with a gang bang. And then Spider working with the boy, you know what I'm saying, Smurf, you know what I'm saying? So it really can't be about gang shit. So what you think the problem is, man, with, you know, that South Central music?
Man, mentally, it's, you know what I'm saying, you know, as we grow up, you know what I'm saying, we're not boys no more, so we got to put the childish shit away, basically. You know what I'm saying? We men now, you know what I'm saying? So we have to focus on what we need to do to be the best man that we can be, you know what I'm saying? So those small situations, if they can be averted, get it out of here, you know what I'm saying? Let's go do this. Let's go push this music. We all doing one beautiful thing, and it's this music. So why we can't eat over here, why we can't, you know what I'm saying, share the spotlight? It's enough light for us. We the West. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
It's like, hey, check this out, though, man. You know, it's a couple of questions I like to add, man. You know what I'm saying? We do it on a regular over here at Tweety B Central, man. I have, you know, developed it into a two-part question. So if
of
you
course.
Could work with anybody, man, living or dead, dig what I'm saying, to put out a track with, who would that be?
Oh, man, honestly, I bullshit you not, man. It would have to be Ice Cube. All hands down. For years. I mean, uncanny. Lyrical content just straight through, all the way through. I would love to work with Cube, man. That'll be a blessing. That'll be a notch. You know what I'm saying? That'll be a notch on the belt, man, if I could fuck with Cube. Real talk.
That's the sell, man. That's the sell, man. I thought you might have said, you know what I'm saying, Dub C or something. You know, Dub C is the West Coast version of Daddy Kiss, man.
I'm going to go profile, pay your dues type thing. You know, I love that.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm
man,
saying?
Man, that's
real,
Dub real. West with it. Been there for years and love it. You know what I'm saying? But
if it was a artist that's
not here, you know, I would have loved to fuck with Pac, man, you know, because Pac, his content, you know what I'm saying, was far-reaching, man. He wasn't on the average Pac, but Pac wasn't going to say anything simple. Every time that Pac gave you verse, it was complex. He did it just so you can go back and break it down if you didn't catch it the first time.
That's for sure, man. Yeah, now, if you could work with somebody, man, just for the sake of having it in your library, not even just to put it out. I mean, I'm not just talking about rap, what have you. I'm talking about rap, R&B. I'm talking about, you know, Motown sound. I'm talking about, you know, rock and roll. I'm talking about whoever, man. If you could just work with somebody, man, just one time, not necessarily to put a song out, but just to be in the studio with them working, who would that person be?
Just to see them work, just to admire they craftsmanship from, you know what I'm saying, from a distance and up close and personal at the same time, I would love to sit back and see how Kanye puts together his beats. Him with Jay. God. I mean, them are wizards. Them are wizards,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
They get behind that something stupid. I'd be like, they be making me want to just like, critique everything, sit back, look over my stuff like, man, would this go right over here? I'm saying it would be lovely to sit back and it would be enjoyable to sit down with either one of those great gentlemen and just sit back and admire their work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they beast at their craft, man. They're beast. So I would love
that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Like, we got two of your tracks here, man. You know what I'm saying? We got La La and Out of My Hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And unless we got a caller, man, somebody want to press one, come through, man, and ask some questions, man. You know what I'm saying? And speak with Daytona Go. Which one of these tracks would you like to get into first?
My favorite is out of those is La La, you know what I'm saying? I was saying, you know, this is L.A., you know, but this is how we do it over here. So, you know what I'm saying? I wanted everybody to, you know what I'm saying, really pay attention to, you know what I'm saying, how everything was going, you know, from at all. You know, we were with everything over here, you know what I'm saying? This is L.A., and this is what it is, you know? Whoopie.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Well, I guess we ain't got no callers to come through, man. Nobody want to speak to Daytona Gold. So we going to get into this La La by Daytona Gold, man. Y'all make sure, man, y'all go follow this dude over here, man. He's something serious, man, over there on Twitter, man, at Daytona Gold.
At Daytona Gold. You'll see it. It's Daytona.
Yeah, just hang on tight, man. We'll be right back, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're listening to the Q102. Good evening, this is the Beat and the Feet. And without me, you're just around. Ass dragging and getting cash is the name of the game. Being live from the sickest district, this is Daytona Gold. It's La La. Ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands. This is on the live station in Los Angeles. It's the Q102.
Your living quarters ain't no different than my 6x9. We both slip straps, the windows slits and stayed in the blind. But we can find a jail time. I had a knack for rhythms, got enthused by gang ties and adapted to triggers. Yeah, figures always on, I wasn't destined for shit. So in situations, there is no hesitation to spit. Right off the hip, get to cracking like dry feet in the sand. So be pacific like the ocean when you speak on the land. We all bayin' and wrist watching our eyes closed for good. To stay parked and throw sparks when it's up for the hood. Understood, we ain't playing. Get fresh and I squeeze. Instant cremation, blown dust, barely enough to sneeze. He sees them through his coping targets marked for death. Fuck peace treating, we lead the league and fucking up rest. So take steps to dodge these rocks before they staple your center. Across lakes we regulate with one thumb and two fingers.
I'm from the city of Lata.
For hood calls and whistles, we'll have a doubt and about cocking the pistols.
Lata.
So before you start, remember we made yay banging the art.
I'm from Lata.
Tougher than leather, the endo with a cut close. It don't get no better from
Lata.
Where even the famous get slain and liquor poured over the concrete. Better for
la, la.
Where even the famous get slain and liquor poured over concrete stains.
the reason why I'm so east. I came up from the grassroots, learned to shoot and put you smack in arm's reach. Guess y'all thought it was all a hoax. See, I make the street scary, the clipper carry all 100 smoke. Niggas got burnt like bare ass on the rug. Destination unknown, but where they going, they can have a group hug. Fuck how you feel, nigga, justice was served. From the chow hall till they struck on the wall. Been that motherfucker word. Now let me to backtrack and change my mind. Only rendition is how I change positions of the chalked up lines. Try to kept, we as deep as it gets. So bad they pass all the junctions, hope they malfunction, all trouble to set. Don't know the numbers, but we close to enormous. Enemies felt the wrath and the blood bath of our past performance. Real niggas know to follow the code. Either we felt or I'm a need a new belt. Cause I know you've been told it. Well, hood calls and whistles, what have a doubt and about cocking the pistols. So before you start, remember we made gang bang in the heart. I'm from tougher than leather, the endo with a cut hole. It don't get no better from even a famous gets slain and liquor poured over concrete. Well, hood calls and whistles, why have a doubt about cocking the pistols from Lanza? So before you start, remember we made gang banging the heart. I'm from Lanza. Tougher than leather, the endo with a cut throat. It don't get no better from Lanza. Well, even a famous gets slain and liquor poured over concrete stain.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Raw and uncut. No need to thank me, cause I do this for you. You and you. Rest in peace, Big Day Day. You earned your star on the East Side Walk of Fame. From the only radio station in South Central Los Angeles that gives it to you like an E-I-S. This is the Beat and the Beat signing off from the Q 102.
All right, man. We back up in this motherfucker, man. That boy Daytona Gold, man, coming up out the South Central Los Angeles, man. That track was hot, man. You know what I'm saying? It do take you back. You got to kind of be from the area to know that sound, man. You know what I'm saying? That was like knocking right there, man. I was feeling that. You know what I'm saying? What was your mind?
Good looking, man.
Putting that song together.
Man, it was, you know, it was for me just sitting back watching, you know what I'm saying? I really want to give a, you know what I'm saying, my version of, you know what I'm saying, the anthem for L.A., but I just didn't want it to be, you know what I'm saying, this is Los Angeles. You know, I wanted to be something different, something catchy, something, you know what I'm saying, that I was feeling at the time. So I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying, shit, la-la, you know, la-la got different terms, you feel me? You could be off that whoop deal, you know what I'm saying, this la-la is what it is. So I was like, fuck it, it's catchy, la-la, and I ran with it.
Yeah, yeah, man. So what can we expect from you, man? What you got coming up, man? What's going on with the new project you just finna drop?
Man, I'm working on this album right now, man. It's mixtape, you know what I'm saying? It's yet to be titled. I've been tinkering with a couple of titles, you know, but I got some cool people, you know what I'm saying? I got a song with GoMac on there, you know. I've been working with GoMac for years, so you know I had to hurry up and make sure the Go is on there. I've been working with a dude named MP, you know what I'm saying, that's real hot, you know, y'all truly love MP. I got Advice on there, you know, Young Go. I got a Bronco from, you know, Bronco from the OG Throwback Bloods and Crips era, you know what I'm saying, so I got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of good dudes on there. As far as my production, though, I got GoMac, I got Janky J, you know, I got, oh, man, I can't forget my boy Taz and S-Class. I mean, true knockers, man, they got beats. Check Janky J Audio, man, Taz, I'm telling you, S-Class Productions, they got knockers, baby. You want knockers? They got knockers.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I respect the shout-out, man. You know, cats come through here, man. Don't support their folks. Don't holler out the names of the cats, man. Helping them, you know what I'm saying, to spit their sounds over there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a wonderful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, man. So other than the project, man, what can we look forward to, you know what I'm saying, you know, to being to hearing or seeing, or where can we catch you at, or what have you, man? where you performing at?
Okay, you know what I'm saying? I got some stuff lined up. I actually got a boat function that's cracking, you know, May 10th, 2014 out of Long Beach. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be live, uncut. We got some artists coming, performing. Young Gold going to be up there performing. Cash Out Chris going to come and perform. So it's going to be cool. It's from 8 to 2 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cash Out Chris and Blaze One Entertainment. You know, I love them folks, you know what I'm saying? Them is my goons, and they behind me daily, and I respect that. But also, I'm not just a rapper, but I'm also an entertainer. I do the acting, I do it all, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm a business, man, you feel me? So I'm trying to do everything. I need a check from everywhere. No games.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker can't help but to respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
We waiting around, man, for this cat, GoMac, man, to slide through, waiting on him to come on the board. I was going to keep you on, man, and bring y'all in here together, man, so y'all can talk about, you know what I'm saying, the product y'all got, the project y'all got going together, things y'all been doing, and y'all collaboration, man. On top of that, you know what I'm saying? His music was late. You know what I'm saying? So, we gonna talk about y'all music, y'all working together.
Man, go on time when you need him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
shout out to
GoMac. No, look, my boy put things together, man. He, you know, he made the connect, man, with me and you. He got you on here, man. You know what I'm saying? He promised me himself and then double back, man. You know what I'm saying? Brought somebody with him. So, you know, my hat always off to him, man. He always been there for a motherfucker. When you hit him, he always there, man, whether you need a beat you know, a ride or, you know what I'm saying, a couple of dollars.
Anything.
I don't say that too loud because, you know, Kessler's hey, man, you know, he be there, man. So, you know, GoMac, man, if you're on the line, go on and press that one, man.
GoMac,
come on up in there, man, and chill with us. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, what's happening, man?
I pressed the one, man.
Mackie Franchise. You
pressed the one. You here, boy? What's going
on with you, man?
Man, I'm glad you showed up, man. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate you coming through here, sliding through, man. For the people that don't know, man, tell everybody who you is, man.
Oh, man, you know. No, I ain't nobody, man. I'm just a little dude from L.A., man. 76 in town. Go, Michael. It is what it is.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Tell us, tell us about your journey, man.
You know, man, I ain't nothing the same old shit. I'm on race out to sixth grade. Met you about eighth grade. You know, I used to pop lock and shit with Dre and them back in the days. Right there on town, his baby mama stayed right there, so we went to Fremont. Well, he went to Fremont with Law, you know, Larry, my brother. And I got out of high school, the nigga, we was doing music, that nigga said, bring me a tape. And that shit was Murder Rap and Untouchables and all that shit, and the rest is history.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, you know what I'm saying? That Murder Rap title, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like kind of legendary, man, you know what I'm saying? It kind of defined the era, you know what I'm saying, in South Central for a minute. Everybody was trying to emulate it. You know what I'm saying? No matter who they was, everybody wanted to come out with something that was killer. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people don't know, man, that Above the Law album, man, you know what I'm saying? And that sound, man, it predated, you know what I'm saying, that Chronic album. I mean, before Chronic came out, you know, the Above the Law was like the classic shit.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Classic shit.
Yeah, we found one of the hip-hop albums, West Coast niggas. Everybody know.
Yeah, man. So tell us what it was like, man, working with this young cat right here, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this like the future right here. I know you over there kind of like, you know, this the future. I know you kind of tired of talking about your past going on.
Yeah, man, that nigga being humble with you, man. That nigga is an actor. That nigga just got off the road doing little shows and shit. Yeah, in the plays and shit. The nigga get with it, man. And you want to, it's going to blow your mind. He was behind the wall. And then with my cousin Ralphie, and Ralphie said, "Go when this nigga get out, I want you to fuck with him." Day one, he came home, and it was that's it. The rest is history. It's it.
Yeah, man. I mean, he got a nice sound, man. He got a flow. You know what I'm saying? If you're from the area, you can't help but to know where he's from, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, man.
Shit.
We got
your
We got this new label and shit, Blaze One Entertainment, Ralphie CEO.
Blaze One.
But we got a little cool, a little producer we call the Pressure Cooker we putting out there. Like you said, S-Class, Taz, you know, Big Anton, you know, me. We getting together doing some new shit. Everybody trying to eat right now. It's nothing for everybody, man. Nobody tripping.
That's what's happening, man. I mean, everybody bring something to the table, man. Get the bread. You know what I'm saying? Make some sandwiches. Everybody
can
feel what I'm saying. Y'all gonna slide through here, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all gonna all have to slide through here one time or another, man. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what's happening, man. You know, keep that good new music coming out, man. You know,
somebody's got
their music, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see if any callers on the line want to slide through, man, and holler. Anybody want to press the one? You know what I'm saying? If not, you know what I'm saying? I made a mistake and kind of set my stuff slow, so I'm in a little bit of trouble, man. My producer, you know what I'm saying, my comrade in this radio revolution that is Tweety B Central, you know what I'm saying, kind of chewed me out a little bit for getting some stuff to it late, but if not, man, we're going to jump into this Black Superman and slide on back, man, let y'all know who this cat is really about and where he came from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we be right back, man.
Where you been all night, huh? I know you wasn't in your bed. Your bed's still made up and everything. You come in here with new clothes on and stuff. What are you doing with your life? I know that car costs about $500-$600. Where are you getting the money from? Why you don't go to school and make something out of your life, huh? Look at all this jewelry and stuff you got on. No tennis shoe. I've tried to raise you right. But no, you go out there with your hooting and fan and do all kind of wrong. Won't you stay home and go to school and be right? I'm tired of this.
94 Revolution. I hit the loop juice and pulls up in the deuce. He gives me the scoop about the fake ass truth and how niggas out there wanna play. I take another hit of the wet and then I blast away. How far, player? Far enough to go off the edge. I push another nigga off the ledge, so I stumble as I slide to the Chevy. Yeah, my eyes kinda teary and guns kinda heavy. I'm a walking dead man, is what they call me when I'm coming. Got the big ass on my chest, so I'm kinda gunning high. Powered on my way to the west side to check up on some chickens. It's a hell of a drive, so drive on. As I hit my dodo stick to the break of dawn, crime fighting's what I do, and niggas in my crew don't think lightly to you busters, and so we say fuck you, then fuck you, tuck you in for the night, as you think about the paper at the funeral site. So when I'm hanging with the clique and we in demand, I feel good that the city of angels call me Black Superman.
If somebody beat because y'all motherfuckers just don't care. You really wanna know why I so scum? Because my mama to me comes number one. Now you sucker motherfuckers don't understand, but to my mama, I'm her real black Superman.
Baby, you left me, went and found
Projected thoughts like two shots to the brain. Seen the spider cause a low one came. But she had 10 legs that had me pegged like they all the same. Now you trying to reverse the blame. Was spotted changing lanes in the rental with a trunk full of things. I guess blowing up was not in the plans. Rather I stayed small and take a fall, but I had to explain. Now you act like you don't understand. See, I just follow the rules and now you fool like a ceiling fan. Don't blame me cause I found a new friend. It was destined to be, and you and me was words written in sand that disappeared when the tide rolls in. I would have gave it my all, but you let it slip and fall right out of your hands.
Together,
so,
forever,
and
you had other plans.
Hell yeah, I got it.
You hurt me,
so,
and I love you, though you don't understand.
And never will.
Ooh, baby,
sing, I ain't your baby, don't call me your baby.
You found a new friend.
You knew that was coming.
It's over,
so,
and I'm sorry,
and
it's out of my hands.
Well, let it be.
Together,
so,
forever,
and
you had other plans.
Yeah, I have.
You hurt me,
so,
and I love you, though
yeah,
you don't understand.
And never will.
Ooh, baby,
but I ain't
you
your
left
baby. Don't
me,
call me baby.
And
you don't
found
love
a
me.
New friend.
Knew what was happening.
It's over,
so,
I'm sorry,
and
it's out of my hands.
I don't care.
Same song, I was wrong. Total eclipse of the heart. Different place, pick up your face, cause it's broken in part. Too busy acting fishy, so I tossed you back.
Know
the self, you can't help, I know it all, city rat. Never worked too much of paper, report you ran through the town. Different friends like bowling pins, they kept knocking you down. Investigate your heart, and see, you can see where it starts. Same clues, but different views on why we dearly departed. Now I can breathe, go ahead and leave, cause you played your part. No audition, brief intermission, enough to pull up and park. Grab your things, flee the scene, and do so with the quickness.
Never
pop, push non pop, and when I'm asked, be relentless. As your friend closer to
yeah,
the middle,
yeah,
stick direct
right
to the left. Was it fun and how I'm hung cause she got cum on her breath. Just keep in mind the next time you wanna sneak, be discreet. It's a smell, that's how we tell when
already
the business is neat.
Together,
so,
forever,
and
you had other plans.
And you act
plans.
Like I care, I, yeah,
you
I had plans,
me,
so
and
what?
I love you,
I don't
though
care,
you
don't love
understand.
Me, and I never will, never
ooh,
will.
Ooh, baby,
sit up here talking to you, you know what I'm saying? You give me a headache right
plan.
Now, man. Give me some space.
It's over,
right now,
and I'm
man.
Sorry,
like,
it's just out of my hands.
Shit done hit the
it's
fan.
Over, and I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you
it's out of my
you know
hands.
With a real black man, is that the question you ask? You fucked around on him, baby, so he dumped your ass. Let your buddy steer you wrong, gave a nigga the sex. The type of bullshit you pull, girl, what you expect? Thought my dog was a lame, cause he treated you good. If it wasn't for my nigga, you'd be stuck in the hood. Tried to introduce your ass to the finer things. Took advantage of the man with the plan, them games. Got some well-earned names like Ho and Rap. On a stroll for a pole with a hot-ass cat. Lack of strength and control, help a look at your knife. Old boy that got his rocks off and treating you fine. At your mama house crying cause the phone won't ring. And your voicemail's empty, that's a goddamn shame. That you couldn't be true, let it off-brand hit. The relationship is through, now you feel like shit.
Together, forever.
Came about that was crazy. Me and Go was sitting back in the studio and I had somebody had called my phone and was just, you know what I'm saying, just on some goofy, you know what I'm saying? We laugh about it now, so I hung it up and was just like, I just got on it, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, I'm done with it. It's out of my hands. We finished, you know. I gave what I could. So, you know what I'm saying? It was really like one of them spur of the moment songs, but you know what I'm saying, by me having a go and, you know what I'm saying, my boy Advice up in there, you know, coming with beats and, you know what I'm saying, the lyrics shit. Like I said, it was a match, man.
Yeah.
Match.
That's what's up, man. I feel that. Track was hot. The content.
Yeah, man. She has a nonprofit organization called Poetic Justice Project. And what they do is they work with all ex-felons. You know, they assist you with little things, you know, as far as helping you get yourself back established. But what also they do is, you know, if you have any talents as far as music, as far as acting, as far as stage production, as far as anything like that, they also help you to go in that field. And I had met her when I was away at college, you know, to that Eastside College. So, you know, met her. She asked me, did I want to do some plays? I was like, you know, play. She was like, you want to act? I'm like, I've been acting all my life. What you want me to do? So, you know, she wrote a play. She's a great writer. She wrote a play. And we put it on in prison. Funny, you know, but some people came out and seen it. LA Times came out and did an article on one of the plays that I was in. And, man, after that, everything started taking off. I graduated from college, and, you know, she had a play for me, you know, and I was like, I don't know, what's the role? And she was like, well, you know, you're not going to like the role, but, you know, knowing me, you'll like the role. You just have to make the people like you. So I was like, all right. And she had me just playing some crazy characters, man. But if anybody want to go check it out, you can go to poeticjusticeproject.org, all one word. You can also Google me at Will Brown. I'm there. Funny, you know what I'm saying? I can be Googled now. Wow. But, you can Google me. You know, and, man, I've been doing acting. I do plays, and you know what I'm saying? If y'all got any projects, any where y'all need an actor, you know what I'm saying? Don't trip. I'll fit the bill and the role. It is what it is.
That's what's up, man. Hey, look. I want to thank y'all, man, for coming through, man, and blessing us with your presence, man. You know what I'm saying? It's really something, man. You know, cats coming from over where I come from, man, coming on my show to do their music while I interview them, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a blessing, man, and I appreciate it. We're going to have y'all back, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to come drop the project on the show, man. You feel what I'm saying? So, tell everybody where they can find y'all at, man.
Well, you know, as far as Daytona Gold is concerned, y'all can hit my Twitter at Daytona Gold. You can also hit me, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, you know, Daytona Gold. You can also Google me. You know, there's many ways to get at me, you know what I'm saying? Just, man, just get at me correctly. That's all, you know what I'm saying, real East Side shit.
That's what's up, man. What's going on with you? Old school, you still here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find you at, man. Follow you at, catch you at, where have you.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. At GoMac.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate y'all for coming through, man. Y'all going to have to come back again.
Appreciate you, love.
Okay. the show, man. We're going to get into some music, man, and we're going to come back, man, and hopefully I-Trio, you know what I'm saying, BAM affiliate, you know what I'm saying, battle rapper, short hair,
Blaze One for the Nation.
Y'all hang tight, man. That's what's up, man. Y'all can stay on the line, man. Listen to the show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Peace out. Peace. Peace out. Peace
out. Man. Stay up, man. Salute.
Salute.
Let me be your stripper. I want to be your stripper. Yeah.
I'ma turn into your pole, baby, ask her like a rainbow, watch me treat it like it's gold. Take these new adventures, watch us treat them like they old. Know you will love the shot, watch me turn you into bold. I can buy the outfits, baby, you just pick the clothes. Look at mother right, actress, and I know you fit the role. Put your perfect body every time you hit a pose. If I had to sculpt the perfect bitch, I'd use you as my mold. Now, get the gold in my sense. Orgasm and I bet I win it, yeah. And when it's ended, we can start from the beginning. But I bet that you gon' love to be my stripper when we finish. Baby, be my actress. Then I'ma lay you down like a mattress. Know it's only practice, but your moves enthusiastic. And them other dudes is acting. You the fluid, I'm the matches. Riding like a magnet, where you moving, it's attracting. And you sweat as well as moving when you're skipping through the scenes. To the point when you say how you remember in your dreams. I'ma call you babe. Be my stripper for this green body language. That's the topic of this conversation. Call it confrontation. You can be my stripper for the night. And I'ma be your tipper for the night. Be your tipper for the night.
Then we fucked, thought you looked up, didn't know I was torn. My heart what she told me. She loved me, she loved me.
Yeah, we back, man. You know what I'm saying? Hanging around here, man, on a explicit content, waiting for iTrione. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I'm going to probably get, you know what I'm saying, an earful when the brother slide through here telling me how to pronounce his name right. But, you know, that's how things go, man, in America. So, iTrione, if you there, iTrione, if you there, press the one, man, and come on in. Hello? All right, well, you know, we're going to hang around, man, and wait for the brother to get in on the board, man. And, you know, back to what I was saying, man.
Back to the studio, Hazel. I don't know why he's not responding, but he is actually in the studio if you want to try to get him to come through.
All right,
I don't know,
you know what I'm saying.
Or what the deal is, but the board is, like, terribly slow.
Okay, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, man, it wouldn't be a Log Talk Radio, man, if we didn't have some gremlins in the machine. You know what I'm saying? Nothing gonna stop, man.
Hello?
You know,
hello?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's going on, man?
Yo, so, what's good? It's Triune. What's poppin',
though? On the show, man. Triune, that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I was speaking for a minute. I can't. I guess y'all couldn't hear me for a minute, but what's good?
Oh, man, what's good, man? You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you, man, for, you know, coming to the show, man, after the cancellation the week before last, man. You know, we ran into some technical difficulties, some personal problems. Stuff came up, man. But like I said, I'm glad you came back, man. You could make it and bless us with your presence because I really think, man, that, you know what I'm saying, your music is something that should be heard, man. You know what I mean? You've been in it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And as they say,
I appreciate,
man,
that, brother.
Time is coming. Yeah, so why don't you tell us,
I appreciate
tell
that,
everybody
brother.
Who you are. Yeah, for sure, man. Why don't you tell everybody who you are, man?
Triune, East Coast Boom, West Coast Raised. You know what I mean? Been out, done it, been around the world. Music's taking me everywhere, and I'm still grinding.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Unlike a lot of cats that come through here, man, you know, you've been in it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And why don't you tell some of the people, man, some of the people that you had the opportunity to work with, man, and your journey through this fabulous maze of the music game.
I got a chance to work with Tyler Kwali, KRS-One, Mos Def, De La Soul. Yeah, a bunch of cats. Even the Tigers, Cool Herc. Yeah, man, the Roots. Got a chance to work with quite a few people, man.
That's what's happening, man. You done had quite a few projects out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was checking out your bio, man, and I was seeing your struggle and your journey, man. It's like a lot of cats, you know, by now would have, you know, kind of given up, man, or, you know what I'm saying, cashed it in. So you've been on one of them journeys where only the strong survive this type of situation, man. So tell me what has kept you going, you know what I'm saying, in the music game.
Just passion, man. Just a love for doing it. You know, it's an exhaust for me, you know what I mean, as far as being able to just get your thoughts out and get your feelings out and, you know what I mean, and keep yourself away from negativity, you know what I mean? So that's basically what it's been for me. That's what's kept me going.
That's what's up, man. You know, we've been keeping that, you know what I'm saying, telling that in rotation over here, man. That's kind of knocking, man. It's a nice track, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, man, I went and checked you out, man, online. You kind of nice with the battle, man. What's that all about?
I mean, that's the old me. I used to battle tough. I'm still kind of entrenched in the battle world a little bit, but more on just, you know, supporting the new cats. But, as you know, that's kind of my claim to everything that I've done. Everything that I've gotten a chance to do has came through battle rap. So I definitely respect the culture, and you know, I respect everything that these new cats are doing, and I go and support them, and, you know, like this Saturday, they're having a King of the Dot battle out here in L.A., and I'll be hosting a couple of them and, you know what I mean, and judging a couple of them. So, you know, they show me love, and I show them love back, because without battle rap, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at. So.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm feeling that, man. So, you know, what have you changed the direction of your music over time, or have you always been, you know what I'm saying, speaking, like, with the same voice?
I mean, yeah and no. I mean, I've always had a vision to do multiple different, you know, sounding, you know, all the subgenres of rap, I kind of do them all. So every project that you get from me is going to sound different. It's never going to be the same project unless it's a sequel or a prequel to a project that came out previously. But I always try and keep it moving because I, you know, I love everything from, I mean, I love everything from as blasphemous as this may sound, but from your Jay Dillas to your Trinidad James. Like, I fuck with it all. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I'll make anything from either, you know, from either spectrum. I think it's just music, and I enjoy doing it all. So.
Yeah, man, I feel that. I feel that, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, man, they kind of box themselves in and do this little struggle through the trench. Attempting to, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
get to this thing that they consider to be like success, or, you know, that platinum plaque or that whatever accolades they need, man, and just nose to the grindstone with the same sound, not trying to change nothing up, not trying nothing new, and they find themselves 35, 40 years old, still trying to be, you know, pants sagging, raising my head type of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So,
I can't even do it, brother.
That's,
yeah, I can't even do it. I mean, to me, music is music. I can't, you know, if I like to, you know, if I'm into the music, then we can work, and it doesn't really matter, you know, what subgenre of rap it may be in. I just want to make good music, and whether that's a soulful record or a down south sounding record or some super underground dungeon type shit. As long as the music is good, I'm with it.
Yeah, man. Speaking of that, see, you put me on a point that I wanted to ask you. During the show today, man, I've been talking about the fact that we need to redefine, you know, what success is in the black community. So, in the rap game, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell me, like, with your music, at the end of the day, man, it's all said and done, sitting on the porch watching your grandkids, man. What would it take for you to define yourself as having had a successful career?
Well, for me, I think I quantify it differently. Like, I feel like I've had a successful career based on the fact that I've gotten a chance to see the world for free, based on the fact that I've made a lot of money since I've been in the music game and still making money in the music game, and now being independent 100%, I have, you know, on a real small scale, I run my own shit, so I don't have to ask no, like, you know, previously when I was signed, you got all the label politics in which you have to make certain records that appease the executives, and you gotta, you know what I mean, you gotta play that game. And now I'm in a space where I put out my own projects, I promote my own projects, go around the country and sometimes outside of the country and do my spot dates. And I, you know what I mean, I ride my own ship. I don't have nobody telling me what kind of music to make, how to make it, how my release schedule is going to be, none of that. I do it all 100% myself and the way that I envision the project, from the music all the way to the promotional schedule. So for me, being able to tell my kids that, you know, independence is key, to me, that's success in itself.
Okay, so what would your advice be, or what would your words be to some of these young cats now, man, that have, like, major talent and doing their thing independently, but their sole goal seems to be to get that, you know, $1 million signing bonus, or that, you know what I'm saying, $100,000, $200,000 signing bonus with a major record label?
I mean, I would just tell them, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with getting a major deal. I mean, major labels have, you know, they have a purpose for themselves, too. And I would never tell no kid to shy away from that. I think that they just need to do their research on what the independent route can bring you, what the major label route can bring you, and then make a decision on what you want to do with your career. But any advice I could give someone is, if you're going to go the independent route, then just be willing to work as a business owner and as your own, you know, your own thing. And if you're going to go the label route, then surround yourself around a good team of people that understand who you are as an artist, and that are and that believe in that, and are willing to push that artist that you know that you are.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I feel you because I noticed that the little young cat, man, he also came through BET's, you know, Freestyle Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't. He did. I think he put maybe one record out with Rough Riders, the little cat Jen. And it seems like, man, the industry kind of ate him up, kind of stifled his creativity. He kind of made light of it on his album with that. You know, you got to do a club joint. You got to do this. You know, this joint here. You got to. Do you have a gun? You know what I'm saying? Do you fight dogs? He kind of made light of it on the track, man, and I kind of see that as being a situation where it's like maintaining your integrity, man, and doing the type of music that you want to be and staying true to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, man. Ben is a special case. You know, he I salute that brother. I mean, and I don't know if y'all know, but in Asia, Jin has a hell of a career, so... I mean, he took, you know, he decided to go to the region of the world that would accept him as he is, and he's doing his thing. I salute that brother.
Yeah, I saw him, like, last week. He's doing Christian music now.
Same
flow, same aggression, same creativity, man, but he's doing it from a Christian standpoint. I haven't really had a chance to ask anybody that, man. How do you feel, man, about the fact that, to me personally, this is my personal opinion, that it seems like, man, most of the lyrical content in music now seems to be coming from this new breed of, like, hardcore hip-hop rappers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, be real with you, I don't think much of it has really changed. Like, you know, I think the only thing that's changed is maybe you have more, you know, guys that can kind of get in on the lyrical end of things. But I think you've always had those guys, you know, like in the 90s you had your Regmans and your Method Mans and your guys that could get it in, you know, your Cannabises and those guys. And, you know, and today, you know, you got your J. Cole's and your Wale's and, you know, you got your people that, you know, your J Electronica's and, you know, you got your key, you know, the guys that can get it in. You know, I think it's kind of always been around. It's just, you know, you just got to kind of look for it.
Yes. I feel that, man. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? So tell me about the situation, man, you know, the affiliation, man. How did you come to be affiliated with the Fam Entertainment?
You know what? I actually met Hawk or whatnot, and he introduced me to Jago. And I've been working with them, but a little bit differently. You know, with Jago, we're trying to get his new project called Drive. We're going to probably put it out at the end of the summer, early fall. And, you know, I've been kind of working with him more of like on a co-management level with Hawk and stuff, trying to make his shit pop. And it's been going well, man. It's been going well. We, you know, we're just trying to get his buzz up, get his numbers up on the social media, and see, you know, see what kind of interest he can generate.
Yeah, that's what's going on, man. Yeah, you know, we play the Fam music over here, man. You know what I'm saying? Jago been getting, like, nice fans over here, man. You know what I'm saying? That Christy 2K, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of feeling that,
yeah,
man. You know, we played that FU mentality today, man. You know, I'm get a chance, man. I'm going to try to spin that Underdog, his new track that just came out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of nice as well. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, yeah. He got some joints, man. The Christy 2K, the FU mentality, the Underdog, the Down record. He got some shit, man. He got some shit.
Yeah, 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 man. It took him a little time, and I noticed the change in him. I had him on the show earlier when he was, you know, working with his first project, man. I noticed the maturity level, man, and, like, I find that to be, like, admirable, man, because a lot of individuals, man, you interview them or you run into them from time to time, and it's like they attempt to maintain an attitude of, like, I'm not going to let this shit change me, so... They try to stay the same, exactly the same. The only thing is that they fail to realize, man, that a person that's 25, man, is not supposed to act like a cat that's, you know what I'm saying, that was 18. And when you're 30, you're not supposed to act like you was when you was 25. So it's not the game that's changed you. Life should change you. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you have children now, you shouldn't still be talking about, you know what I'm saying, the stuff that you was talking about in the club, looking for these women and stuff like that. I'm not saying that that can't be like a part of your music, but it shouldn't be like your mindset, like outside of music. You should grow up. You should evolve. So it's like
that's real. I mean, if you're not growing, you're dead. And it's simple, and it should reflect in your music. You know, I never understood cats that I know I didn't make the same music when I was 21 as I am, you know, now at 30. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't make the same music. So I don't know how, you know what I mean? I don't know how cats do it, but, you know, I mean, I guess if you want to pigeonhole yourself, do it.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Hey, we're going to jump into one of these tracks, man. I think I got that, I know for sure I got Tell 'Em That in there, man. I got, I believe, Bartender and What It Looked Like, man. One of these tracks you want to get into first, man, and tell us what your mindset was, man, when you was putting that track together.
Go to What It Looked Like. When I put that together, I was driving to a club that I was about to perform at, and I had the beat playing in the car, and I wrote the joint in like 10 minutes in my head. So,
okay, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this, tell them what it looked like, man, and we're going to come back, man. If there's any callers on the line, we come back, man. Don't hang up, man. You can come through and ask this brother some questions, man. You've been in this a long time, man. You got something to say.
That's what's up. I'm on
here.
My money, right? The city on my back. Lost is half the point is my hustle, get it back. So what it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like?
Keep a Glock in the building for them niggas that should've get a music wishing for my downfall. If I short, I'ma use it this morning. The music, I'm ready to make the thing sound off. I like to say I'm a realist, cause I stay true to that real life and associate with that real shit. I post up and I park, ain't never ran for no beef. No ghost up in my heart, I always stand on my feet. Yeah, got tandem hoes of that phantom ghost. I'm turned up in that mag is chrome and it light up like a pack of arms. My path leading to my rise. Sharp side and it's high tide. Officers in that high rise. The victory is on my side. Got no time for no bullshit. So watch out how you do shit. We ain't here for amusement. We win now but we lose it. New label, new movement. New truck and new coupe whips. Figure while I'm winning big, I get back on my new shit. Yeah, we office writing that new script. Take no front and just shoot shit. You sure you want that exclusive? My money right, the city on my back. My loss is happening, the point is my hustle, get it back. So what it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? I'm in the street, I grind to get dough. Black on black, GDP, that's my fresh code. So what it look like? Can another nigga claim nigga dig it? How I dig it? If he rapping the city I'm from, the blueprint for the real, no rushing. I'll be finished the moment that I decide I'm done. I'm the definition of truth. So what I say in these streets don't change from what I say in this booth. I got that top down, shot round, different hook at that block round. That pimp move, we got it locked down. In the way, end up not found.
Yeah.
With no regard for the law, we work hard for that brig. Ain't nobody gon' talk. We follow that G-code. Game time, no cheat codes. Starving ain't no option. My niggas gon' see so. Me, I'm CEO. So I PYP hoes. My job is bring dough and stay on that beast mode. My team let that beam go. And watch these niggas bleed slow. Loyalty is everything. Hold opinions and egos. Yeah. But well, oh, to me, yo. My heart temp on trio. Tiamo, amigo.
My money right, the city on my back. My loss is happening, the point is my hustle, get it back. So what it
dough. Black on black, that's my fresh coat. So what it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like?
Track right there, man. You know what I'm saying? It was it sounded the way you described it. You know what I'm saying? That late night on the way somewhere, man. You see them lights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling that. Hey, man. We got a caller on the line, man. 8730. If you want to come in, man, and speak to this talented young gentleman, ask him a question or something, man. Come on through. Last four digits, 8730. Are you there?
Hey, what up with it? It's Chop Trill, man.
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Taking the show out, man. That's pretty hot, man. I like that track right there. I just came in,
well,
though.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that shit there hard, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate that, brother.
You was like
calling in support of the show.
Yeah, I was looking at listening to a couple of pointers on there though. I was like, the game, y'all guys so right, man. The game has changed a whole lot, but it haven't changed. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the fact that you know, people get what you say, grow up. You know what I mean? And show up. You feel me? And some cats don't.
Real
you know
cool.
what I mean? It's like they stay back in the days, and you know, time have changed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That grimy. To what I feel ain't the grimy like it used to be, man. I'm tired of saying it. But it ain't the same grind to me, you know what I mean? It's totally changed, you know what I'm saying? And it's a big field out there, though, and it's a lot of money to be made out there in this music industry, you know? Because, like, the hardcore rap that I'm used to is, like, straight killer shit, you know what I mean? It ain't just really no killer shit going on. It's like it's a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, shit going down, but at the same time, it's kind of sold it, man. Real talk, the whole game. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, cats like yourself, I hear you and I peep that. You know what I mean? Holding it down. All right.
Yeah. I'm trying to, brother. I feel you though. I mean, I come from that school of that, you know, that Mobb Deep, that you know, that Snoop and Corrupt, that N.W.A., that Wu, that you know what I mean. I come from that school myself, so I understand the grime ain't the grime, but somebody got to do it. You know what I mean?
Nobody got to do it. And you're doing this well, my nigga.
I appreciate that, brother. I really do.
Already.
Yeah, man. Hey, Chop, appreciate you calling, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we keep your music spinning over here, too, man. You know what I'm saying? You be doing something nice, man. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate your music, man. You know, you working with somebody, man, who will slide through here a little later on. We'll talk about that. No, I don't see
work,
it, but yeah,
work.
Man, appreciate you calling through, man. Appreciate you supporting the show, man. Why don't you tell
most
them people where they can follow you at, man? Shout out your Twitter, man, your Facebook, your Reverb, what have you. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Chop Trill, everything, man. I got Facebook going down, Andre Chop Trill. That's my name and my last name. I hold it down for my AKA, you know what I mean? Just to keep it out there, you can follow me at Andre Chop Trill on Facebook, and I'm on Reverb Nation, man. I'm in the process of trying to get my project going, you know what I'm saying, like a good project management type issue going down as far as, you know what I'm saying, getting some books and getting out there, but you know what I'm saying, I did shows like, you know, with some cats, you know what I mean, like all them Texas cats, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with the Texas industry, you know what I'm talking about. And you know what I'm saying, I'm hoping to get into more and more industry with some of the Cali cats, you know what I'm saying. But that's where my home is, you know what I mean? So hopefully I can touch down with some of that flavor right there, you know what I mean?
Hit me on Twitter, man. Let's definitely connect. When you out here in Cali, I'm in Texas, man. Let's definitely connect.
Bet that up. Set that up. I'm gonna check you out on that. How can I hit you up on that Twitter?
Hold on. Give me your Twitter right now. I'm about to hit you right now.
All right. Chop Trill. CHOPTRILLE.
I'm gonna hit you right now.
Word.
Yeah, just hit me back on there. I'll follow you on there. And you know what I mean? Let's definitely get in the DMs, man. When you be coming to Cali?
I haven't been there recently, but like 2 years ago, I was up there, you know what I'm saying, visiting my aunt up there. And you know what I'm saying? She kind of moved back to Texas and back on her way back to Cali. So I'll probably be up there pretty soon, you know what I mean, if all things go as well, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like the grind say, if it moved that way, that's where I float.
That's what's good, man. Well, yeah, let's definitely connect, man. I just got back from South by Southwest, so, yeah, I mean, I was out there for a minute. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that you was in Cali, or you was in Texas, obviously, but we got a link for sure. Let's get some music done.
Most definitely. We can handle that, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to stay on this line. You're going to be doing this show in a minute, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm
going to. Oh, no, not right now. He's going to be through here another time, man. We're going to get him on the show, man, interview him another time. But, you know, we keep callers coming in, man, call through, ask questions, give them an opportunity to shout out their little stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, appreciate that, man. Stay on the line, man, most definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll try to spin some of your music, man, for the show. I'm pretty sure we might have something in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Let's get a taste of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm locked in.
Calling in, man.
Set that up. I'm locked in.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Hey, yeah, man. I had another question, man. You know, I like to ask everybody, man. You know, you've been around, so question might be, you know, a little different for you, man. If you had the opportunity, man, right now to work with anybody, living or dead, man, you know what I'm saying, in the music industry, you don't have to limit yourself to the rap game or what have you, you know what I'm saying, to do some music, man, who would that be?
I really wanted to work with Jay Dilla. I really wanted to work with Jay Dilla. That my style I felt would work extremely well with Dilla. That's who I really wanted to work with.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Okay, just for your personal library, no, not even to release the track, but just get in the studio and make some music with, man, anybody, you know, rap, hip-hop, R&B, you know what I'm saying, rock and roll, man, you know, legendary Motown cats, you know, all of them different eras, man, to go back to Florence time and Joplin, if that's what you want to do. Anybody you could just put a track down with in the studio, man, who would that be?
Coltrane.
Ah, look here, man, he know it's jazz, saxophone, man. That's
yeah,
up, man.
It'd
that's
be Coltrane.
Yeah. Hey, you know, tell you who I think would have worked well with that cat, man, because of this track he got out. The boy Conflict, man, got this one track that got a real jazzy vibe to it that reminded me of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can see that all day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He had a little jazzy vibe on his track, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, I mean, what can we expect from you, man? What you got coming up, man?
I got a new project called Raised to Fail, Born to Succeed. It'll be out like June, July. I'm in the final stages of finishing that up. It's going to feature a few cats, but probably most notably Bishop Lamont. So he'll be on there.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, just grinding. As soon as that come out, I'll be out in NY this summer doing a festival out in Albany. And then I'm going to just be doing my spot dates. I'm going to try and hit I think I got some set up in Atlanta, like late summer. I'll be in Washington, D.C. next month on May 7th. So I'm grinding, man.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming through, man. You know, we kind of got a little behind, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad I was able to get it in, man. It was a pleasure talking to you, man. You know what I'm saying? The intelligence and knowledge, man, that you passed on about the rap game, man, was much appreciated. I'm sure that anybody that listen in, man, or call in or go back to listen and re-listen and retweet or what have you, man, will have gained something from that, man. And I think that's one of the most important parts of these shows. So, You know what I'm saying, man? It was a blessing, man. You know, we're going to jump into this other track, man. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, shout out your Twitter, man, and your Facebook and your Reverb and everything, man, because time is ticking, man, you know.
Everything is at iTriune, man. So my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, all of that is, you know, the twitter.com/iTriune, I-T-R-I-U-N-E. You can hit me on any social network on that.
Yeah, man, it was a blessing having you here, brother. I appreciate that, man. We're going to jump into that, what is it?
You can jump into that, what it looks like. Or actually, that tell them that right now.
Okay, we're jumping to that tell them that, man. You know what I'm saying? And come back with our final thoughts, man.
For sure. For
yeah,
sure,
tell
man.
Them
I
that. Tell them that. Yeah, tell them that. Tell them that. Yeah, tell them that. Tell them that. Yeah, tell them that.
Tell them that. Bottles, mo. All the streets been talking, mo. Wonder how I'm moving, that's sniffing. How I got this dope. Every month they see me at the dealership, I'm copping, mo. Bitches asking questions, that admit what they wanna know. If I'm still running packs from the P to the S, it's so long ago, why do I speak on it less? If I still got connects to the streets on the west, your money long, tell me why do you seem unimpressed? Since 16, the kid been getting stacked. Fall and crawl, the lesson is I get it back. I got a helipad, rooftop helipad. There's your answer, you can run, tell them that.
Got robbed, we got stacked. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got robbed, we got stacked. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that.
I hustle hard, I'm getting bread. I'm on my job, I beat the feds. I'm new school, put an old song in a new coupe, with some old hoes.
Oh yeah, we run the street, hustle cause we wanna eat. He ain't talking money, nigga, yeah, don't wanna talk to me. Conversation calls, I don't know who told you talking cheap. Niggas asking questions and demands is what they wanna see.
If I'm staying independent and signed to a major, would I value more fame or grinding this paper? Will I ever come back when I'm finally famous? When I sign, will I finally silence the haters? Home is home, I will never forget that. Money is money, I forever will get that. Critics is critics, they gon' stay on their job. Although I ain't Drake, they can expect a response.
Got robbed, we got stacked. You got cars, you got that. Niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got robbed, we got stacked. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that.
They say the loudest is the weakest. I've been trying to warn y'all. Never speak about you doing shit and got it so wrong. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. I seldom give them the facts. The process often outweighs the way that they give them back. Although what they understand is when I'm giving them stats, and I admit it to win it, you can run to tell them that.
Got broads, we got stacks. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got broads, we got stacks. You got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that.
Yeah, if you want to know where the hot interviews at, playing the hottest music, tune in to Tweety Bird Central, man. And if they doubt it, man, you tell them that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, man, at 12 noon Eastern time for grown folks. You know what I'm saying? And stay with us after the weekend, man. Tune in Monday, 8 to 10 Eastern for Manic Monday with myself and Tweety. Bird 334, man. You know, the beautiful, multi-talented woman is here behind me right now. You know what I'm saying? We go in. We don't play over here, man. We're in the contact. We don't give a fuck. Come through, man. Bring your music. And talk about what you do. And we do our thing, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow us, man. You know what I'm saying? Over there on Twitter, man. You got Beauty Bird. The Y. 334. And myself, God, hey, Rules, you can follow me on Twitter at HTRUKAPTIREORN, man. We about to get the fuck up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit can be a slam and a bumper behind me. That's Sweet Bird, 334, man. That boy Chop Thrill, man. You know what I'm saying?
Can't wait to see your pretty face.
About to get on up out of here,
like
man.
Like candy, fit like a glove.
No.
Michael Jackson, like the right one.
Bob,
can't
y'all
wait to
this,
beat
man.
Up. I might
on up out of here, man. You know, so what?
It's that pink tip.
Make sure y'all support us,
you
man.
Don't know
what to play, man. Make sure you get that like and follow up.
To feel my touch.
Get our views up, man. So,
thinking about before, you got
before,
me rushing.
You.
Your presence, your essence, and put them on my grind. I can't wait
y'all,
to get back to
y'all next week.
So I'm like, pronto, stack, then let's get it in. Now the only thing missing is you, and I'm geeked up, and I can hear your voice in the wind. Whispering, telling me to come get it, knowing that you in that sexy position. The longer the wait, the thicker the passion. I'm dipping through traffic, this feeling I got me dashing. Your picture on the dashboard, looking back at me. In my watch, in my rearview, you show the same reflection. Any time of the night, I'll be waiting for you. Harry now, hold me tight, I'll be waiting for you. Waiting to touch you, waiting to hold you, waiting to feel you, waiting to please you.
I could never know that I could ever be
this
without you. All
the
time
I feel
you,
when I'm away from you,
I need you.
Can't wait to get back to you.
Wait,
like
you, on your knees, crawl over to me, please. Say, I'm sorry, Madam Bird, I done lost my mind. It's just a freaking me. In a minute, you're going to get it. I'm going to give you exactly what you need. Now give me my cup. Trying to play tough, bend over. Cross my knees. Every day, patiently, I'll be waiting for you. Chocolate berries, that's a very thought of licking on your way.
Can't wait to get back to you,
waiting
like
you,
waiting to see
into the groove, y'all.